Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, it's Lunchtime Live's big batch, and every week we come up with some great recipes to try and inspire you for the week ahead. And if you're a little bit disorganized or busy, this gives you an opportunity to fill that fridge and freezer with lots of nutritious, tasty food. Today we're joined by Adrian Martin, owner of Luigi Malone's Bistro in Temple Bar in Dublin and Wildflower Restaurant in Blackrock in Dublin as well. Adrian, you are here today to help listeners prep, batch cook, if they've a new baby on the way.
Yeah. So myself and Maria, we just had a new baby. He's now 4 months.
Congrats.
And yeah.
So you're in the thick of this.
We're just in the middle of it. Yeah. We haven't had sleep in 4 months now whatsoever. So we're running off just basically like adrenaline at this stage. But these are recipes that I picked out that really worked for Maria. And we actually had a long discussion about this last night.
She's really?
Like, yeah, because there was a lot of things that I tried, and she, like, it's funny, like there's ingredients that you'd absolutely love now, but when she was pregnant, she hated it. Like couldn't eat it to save her life. So these were things that, like, Maria's pescatarian, so, but she'd eat majority of like a vegetarian diet as well. So when she was pregnant, she had nothing but cravings for different things. Broccoli being one of the key things. She literally craved broccoli every single day. And I think when a woman is pregnant, their body tells them basically what nutrition they want. So what you're eating there is the potato massimum curry with water chestnuts.
I love massimum curry.
Yeah, it's so great. Yeah,
this is gorgeous.
So this was something she used to take to work with her. And she used to say, like, she used to eat it even before lunchtime as well.
Really?
So yeah, we'd make a big pot of this, and then there's loads of lunches throughout the week as well for it. So basically what you do is you've a shallot and garlic. You fry them in some oil, a little bit of kaffir lime leaf in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kind of basis is this, is the easiest way to do this is to take your potatoes. I always take, say, baby potatoes. The easiest way of doing them is just in the microwave, literally 10 minutes in the microwave.
What, and just this a little bit of water?
Yeah, no, just literally in the bag. You microwave them in the bag as they are and then slice them up.
Mm.
And then what we do then is we fry the shallot, garlic, potato, lime leaf together. And then you add in your paste. So there's a really good paste for massimum curry, which is in the shops, which is called Thai Gold. They do an incredible one.
Yeah, I love the way you're saying to people, listen, if you're due a baby, you're not starting to make your own paste.
No, there's no chance. No. I have to be honest with you.
You're dead right.
When we arrived home with him, I couldn't have been more thankful of meals in the freezer. I'm not joking. Like, we had lasagnas, we had this in the freezer, with loads of things. You're exhausted, tired. You are, genuinely. And there's no time. I think it's ridiculous that women are expected to work while they're pregnant, because they're growing a human being inside of them. So I think, having meals ready, like, as a man's job, I think for most men, and I say for myself as well, I think for me it was important that I had things done for her.
Yeah.
As well. So this is just basically your potatoes in, then you add in your massimum paste, then you go in with water chestnuts, you go in with some mango chutney, so there's a little bit of sweetness to
it,
and then coconut milk to finish. And then I have papadums on top. And then
this is fabulous. Like,
we used to always buy the sticky rice. I don't have it today, but we used to always buy glutinous sticky rice into the rice cooker. And let the rice cooker do its job, and add some coconut milk to that as well, and it's delicious. Yeah,
Nick, so it's completely tastes like something you'd get from your, takeaway or your proper. Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
and it is, as you said, it's with the bought paste too, so it makes it
Just as easy as possible.
This
idea of these recipes is that you can pick up everything in the shop. There's limited ingredients involved. And it's just about quickness and about being able to batch these and freeze them down.
You're also getting me back on my vegetables or my vegan era that I lived through as well about 2 months ago.
Did you?
Yeah, for a month I did it. I still dip in and out of it a little bit, but that is totally something you could have, that if you wanted to have it as your meat-free day.
Yeah. Like, we go for... So Maria's from Guatemala originally, and... I mean, during her pregnancy, refried beans. She was trying to go back to her origin, basically. So,
this is your second dish. I should say for listeners, all of your recipes are going to be in our socials and your socials, so they don't need to write all of this down. So, tell me about the second option.
So, basically, it's like where you take black beans. We'd always try and find the most the highest quality of black beans you could get, drain them off, and all you do is you fry them in a little bit of oil and garlic together and sea salt. And they go from their, like, their shape to this lovely kind of pulse. But they take on this incredible flavor once they're fried. They're really, really delicious. So we'd load up like burritos for like this that she could take with her. And then I, for whatever reason, loads of harissa. So harissa in mayonnaise and harissa in the rice as well.
Give
and then
you load up this. Kick.
Yeah, basically. And then vintage cheddar and then avocado. Like, I mean, I could have never seen as many avocados in my entire life. To be honest, every morning it was avocado on toast. Then it was lunchtime. It was like, I want a burrito with avocado in it and refried beans. It's incredible. So avocado, lime juice and salt mashed together. And then you just build up your burrito. And I always tend to wrap them in tin foil.
Yeah.
Then cut them in half and then I pop them in the air fryer for a couple of seconds.
But are they something you would have? Is it the mix that you would have ready in batch cook or freeze? Or?
Yeah, like you can have them done, wrapped in tinfoil, freeze them down. And then I used to take them out of the freezer and just pop them into the air fryer
Heat
really, really quick.
And how do they keep?
Really well. Yeah, it keeps really, really well. Everything keeps really nicely. Once you have it well wrapped,
that's
keeps
the
really
secret.
Nice. Yeah,
and in tinfoil and leave it in tinfoil.
In tinfoil, yeah. Yeah, it's really good for that. These are all trying to.
I would never think of that as a big batch dish.
Yeah, yeah. Burritos. It's funny, like burritos, like, and then other than that, like you can do the mixes. You know, you can do all the rice. You can have one thing I'd say to you is about the rice is to be conscious of heating the rice. Make sure you heat a really good thermometer. And it needs to go over.
Because it's almost the one people say is sort of dodged for freezing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. So just mind the rice. Make sure you do heat it nicely. And then finally, I had to throw in a cake.
I was laughing at this. I'm like, who with a new baby at home was baking?
Yeah, well, like, be honest, like this, when she was pregnant, it was cake, sweets, you name it. It was all these cravings. Like, I mean, every month it was a different craving. It's just a bit mad. Like, so there was always something different. So red velvet cake was one that she craved. And it was one that, like, it's great. Again, cakes are great to batch cook because you can freeze down a full cake or you can freeze down slices of it and just
even with the cream, Adrian?
Yeah, even with the cream, you freeze down slices of this cake. This is a frosting done with this one, so it freeze down lovely. So what I did was I made a full cake, I sliced it into slices, wrapped them in cling film into the freezer. Genuinely, we have cake in the freezer all the time for during
emergencies
and everything as well. And this is basically, I always say the 225s recipe. So it's 225 of sugar and 225 of butter, and you beat them together. Then what you do then is you add in your eggs, you have some flour, 225 grams of flour, and then with a red velvet cake, how you get its lightness is from buttermilk for the sour taste and baking soda, which gives you the lightness as well. So it's quite an unusual cake. And then tiny little bit of cocoa powder for chocolate. And then obviously red food colouring for the red colour as well.
For the magic colour of it. And you put a frosting mix on top.
And frosting for this, is cream cheese frosting. So again, it's a little bit sour. So you have cream cheese with softened butter beaten together. And then you mix icing sugar to that and then you can pipe that on top and it's genuinely divine. This
amazing.
Cake is,
sounds good. Yeah. It's not a cake I've ever, I have to say, baked before, but I might give it a shot someday now. And in terms of other dishes just off the top of your head, Adrian, that you'd recommend that are, you know, just good for pending baby's arrival.
We had one dish and it's not really, well, you can batch and freeze it, but this is one dish that, so she loved smoked salmon, like sushi and smoked salmon are favourite things in the world. So you could only go for hot smoked salmon when you're just to watch out when you're pregnant. You can't go for cold smoked. So we used to make it's like a broccoli pasta with smoked salmon dish.
Lovely.
So it's basically where you make a bechamel sauce. So it's just a white sauce, very simple, with loads of nutmeg and cheese in it. And then what I did was I'd add flakes of the smoked salmon into it and then very simply cooked pasta, whatever pasta you have. Like, she loved the shell-shaped pastas and you name it, different pasta dish every day, basically. And loads of salt and pepper, and she was very happy with that,
I can imagine these are dishes and recipes that a lot of our listeners, pregnant or not, will probably try over the next few days. Adrian, thanks a million for joining us here.
Thank you for this
Monday's big batch here at Lunchtime Live. That's Adrian Martin, who's the owner of Luigi Milo's Bistro and Temple Bar and Wildflower Restaurant in Blackrock.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.